been some controversy today. There has been, and that is questions around whether or not you could have got away with voting twice. Professor of Political Science at UNISA is Dirk Kutsia, I beg your pardon. Section 24, this is the piece of legislation which governs where you vote, how you vote, and how it all should all work. And there have been some, I don't know, breaches is too strong, but variations on Section 24.
Yes, I think specifically 24A, because 24B is about the prisoners.
And they weren't going to vote anywhere else.
Yeah, and only about 11,000 of the more than 160,000 are actually voting. But coming back to your question, I think what emerges now as quite problematic is about the ink that's being used, that the voters are being marked for.
But this is always an issue. You would have thought by now we would have had some IEC election-proof indelible ink developed, especially CSIR could have done the research, because people have been complaining about the ink being washed off or scraped off or rubbed off for years.
Well, that's, I think, is exactly the point. But more importantly, I would say, is that there should be a different system where the ink is not necessary. And the way to do that is to change Section 24A, because what it says at the moment is someone will be able to vote in a voting district other than the district where they are actually registered. For example, we saw today that President Ramaphosa as well as Musi Maimane voted in different districts in Soweto while they are not living in Soweto. So this provides for that. It only applies to national and provincial elections. When it comes to municipal elections, you must vote in the ward where you are actually living.
I mean, again, it's nice to have the flexibility. If you are somebody who travels a bit and doesn't want to do a special vote, and you know you're going to be in another part of your province, that you can just go and cast your ballot. But it does cause problems. I mean, it may have been one of the reasons why ballot papers ran out, particularly in the City Bowl of Cape Town. That's a convenient place to vote, and maybe lots of people just did that.
Well, that's exactly the point. And it's not the first election where this is the explanation for the shortage of material, and especially ballot papers, is this flexibility that is built into it. And I think the point is, if we can do it for local elections, why not for national and provincial elections? But it's although the OAC does not want to say exactly what are these four, five objections, my information that this is a prominent one of these objections that will have to be discussed.
And also, I mean, by now, I think the year is 2019. I understand in 1994, 1999, and possibly in 2013, 2014, we wouldn't have had the digital capability to link up the zip machines to a central database of registered voters. I could have gone to my voting station this morning. I could have voted there. I could then feasibly have gone home and some people say handy Andy or a bit of, I don't know, sandpaper and scraped my finger raw, or stuck a piece of plaster of Paris on my left hand and said, please will you mark my right hand, and gone to another voting station and done it twice. The zip machines need to be digitized, and pretty urgently.
Yes, that should be, but at the moment it's not. It's actually not an online system, so they essentially download the information onto the ZipZip machine, and it's not linked to anything. So if you vote in one voting district, the fact that they issue you a receipt doesn't mean actually anything in terms of trying to or preventing you from voting in another voting station. The only thing it prevents is that you can't come back to the same voting station and try to vote a second time there. But otherwise, it does not prevent. And so that is why I think there's wide discussion here now. I've talked to two former member commissioners of the IEC, and they all have the same opinion, is that the IEC actually in the press briefing just now referred to this, and they start to suggest that they will have to revisit the 24A.
I mean, do you have any big concerns about these elections? I mean, there have been the pockets of problems, but again, Janet Love making the point that these things have got to be seen to be broadly free and fair, and this seems broadly free and broadly fair.
That appears to be so. I think the only other one of the other concerns is the fact that there's a number of voting stations that haven't opened yet. And I think what the explanation, most of them are in KwaZulu-Natal, and the explanation is that it's not because of logistical reasons or technical reasons, but because of demonstrations that happened there. And the demonstrators make it impossible for the stations to be opened. So it's in a sense a little bit beyond the immediate control of the IEC. But otherwise, I think it's like most other elections. There are some issues, but ultimately they are dealt with because the IEC has a very good dispute resolution instruments, like the party liaison committees, that can ultimately deal with these issues.
Professor Dirk Kotzea, thank you very much. He is Professor of Political Science at UNISA, talking about some of the issues that have cropped up on Election Day 2019.